Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, man, the more clips leaked out from that Bleacher Report broadcast for the draft, that the alternate broadcast that Bleacher Report did with C.J. Stroud, Micah Parsons, Adam Lefkoe hosted it. They brought in some guests on Zoom, including Stephon Diggs along the way.
Wait, leaked out or just as they come out?
Like,
these aren't like leaks or anything. Yeah.
No, they're not top secret. I'm just saying they trickle out.
I got
over
excited
the
for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, this is a trade secret CJ's given away. So the one of many that surfaced this weekend, and there's so much of it that we'll probably be playing a lot of it over the next several days. It's CJ Stroud. He's always relevant here. But I thought this was really interesting, especially in light of the fact that one of the critiques of C.J. Stroud coming into the league was that he didn't use his legs very much.
Right,
not that he's a bad athlete, but he didn't scramble very much.
Well, they didn't know if he didn't have a lot of examples of it. They just assumed that he just preferred to always stay in the pocket.
Yeah. So the Georgia game, and then he did some good things in the Georgia game. Here was C.J. Stroud. This was an interesting comp. He compared scrambling as a quarterback to NBA offensive, so NFL defensive players defending scrambles. He compared them to offensive players in the NBA. Take a listen.
I look at scrambling like NBA players hit jump shots. Defenders get to spots when it comes to scrambling, in my opinion. They get to their spots quicker than we can get to their spots. Just like Anthony Edwards drives down, he crosses back, he gets to his spot, he hits a shot. They get to their spot, they get their sack in a scrambling dynamic. So like for me, those guys are just as fast, just as quick, a lot stronger. And they know once they don't get home, okay, and the ball's not out, I'm getting to my spot.
Right.
And more times than not, like,
they're going to be faster to that spot than you are.
And usually by that time, you're either going up and out as a quarterback or you're going completely out.
All right. You were a defender, Seth. Does that comparison hold water to you?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a little confused. You were saying, like the defensive players. Anyway, okay, yes, yeah, but like as a defensive player, you've got certain landmarks that you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
And that even if you don't technically win the pass rush, you can still squeeze the pocket and, you know, at the proper depth and everything. So CJ understanding that knows that, you know, like some quarterbacks maybe make it more of a mystery than it needs to be. That it is really just like it's almost like there's a standard thing that's going to happen unless somebody's completely unblocked. And then that's on the quarterback, usually. Or a lot of times, it's on the quarterback for not realizing that somebody was going to be completely unblocked. That you got to learn how to manipulate that. And that, the ball's got to come out before that guy gets to his spot, or you got to be on the move. You got to be moving up in the pocket, or you got to be scrambling out the back end. I think that's what his ability to grasp that and learn it in the middle of a season is what was really impressive, because you went through phases this year with CJ where, you know, early on took a bunch of sacks. And when I say early on, I don't mean like the first 8 games of the season. We're talking about the first 2 games of the season.
11 sacks
in the first 2 games.
Yep.
Yeah.
11 sacks.
So he took a bunch, and then all of a sudden he didn't get sacked at all. You know, like he figured it out that, oh, I got to get rid of the ball. I either got to throw or scramble or do whatever, but these guys are going to get to me at a certain time. And he learned it. And then, so as he was doing that, it got really good. But then it got to the point where, you know what? His completion percentage wasn't that good, partly because it wasn't because he wasn't accurate, like some people that weren't watching would say. It was because he was throwing away the ball when he should be throwing away the ball. Then he realized, like, oh, okay, I got to find a better balance here. There's got to be a little balance of risk that I can't be getting sacked all the time, but I also can't just be dumping it away, or I need to learn how to throw to the running backs, get better at, this is what really got better, being sure, because this is a quarterback's responsibility, being sure that those receivers, when they are hot, have their heads turned and looking at me. Because early in the season, some of those guys were just like, there's a blitz. I'm just going to keep running my same route. Mm-hmm. The idiots. That's on the quarterback to get those guys right. That got right. So there were like three or four stages of his evolution that for like Deshaun Watson came along nicely in terms of becoming an actual NFL quarterback over the course of three seasons.
Yep.
Four seasons, really. 2020 was when he really came into his own. But like CJ did a lot of that stuff in one season. It was crazy.
Well, take a listen. To your point about those first two games, he talked about when did he really start to learn his lesson on taking hits.
Was it the first preseason game against the Patriots that taught you that, or was it...
A little bit. The real one was Baltimore and really, really Indianapolis. I played Baltimore week one, the Colts week two, and those are the two games that stuck out. And you can tell in week three, like, I came in with a whole new mind. I was banged up. Like, I was going through it at practice. Like, my neck was hurting, my back, I had a thigh contusion. Like, and I was like, man, I can't do this every week.
Yeah,
he's mirroring what you just said, basically.
When did he separate his shoulder? Was that not until fourth week?
I think it was. I can't remember. I think it was early
in
the season.
In that he couldn't keep track of.
Yeah,
all of it.
He just didn't put it on the list. Yeah.
Well, and you and I, you know, and I mean, there were the entire season. There were times where, man, like watching in person, watching him come to the sideline at times, like that was a welcome to the NFL type of deal. But yeah, I think again. The willingness to throw the ball away or to understand the constraints you're in, that you have, it's something that so many quarterbacks just, they're either too stubborn or too stupid or, you know, just for whatever reason, too aggressively minded to figure it out. That's one of those things. It's not an intelligence thing at all. It's almost more of it's a maturity thing. And that's where CJ, like, just how freakishly mature he is in some ways. That might have been the biggest testament to his maturity, was the way he understands the constraints of playing quarterback.
This was interesting. He talked about some advice he got from Justin Herbert when they were working out before CJ's rookie season last year. Some advice he got from Justin Herbert about scrambling and running. And so if you're wondering at times when CJ throws the ball away or checks down when you're wanting him to do something else, I think this provides a pretty good window into what his mindset is.
And you know, it's funny, man. I actually trained with Justin Herbert in the weight room when I was coming out. And we were in Orange County at Proactive. And he was like, man, one piece of advice I give to you is do not run too much. He's like, get down, get rid of the ball. Like, to the world, throwing the ball away or like taking a check down looks like a negative play. But in our eyes, like, man, you saved a hit, you protected the ball, and now you give your team and you give guys like Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, Steph, Joe Mixon, you give those guys another chance to be elite.
Yeah, and that's where like Peyton Manning was the master of that. Like, he would just get rid of the ball. He wouldn't take contact. That's why it's so weird that he ended up with the neck injury that he did, because otherwise, like, for most of his career, he was very, very healthy because he just did not take hits. And it does. And you saw that. You saw that reflected in the completion percentage this year too. It's a little bit, it's like investing money. Like, you got to wait for it to compound, for it to take effect. So he was like sub 60% for a while.
Yeah, he was.
But as it starts to click and as you start to reap dividends from it, then all of a sudden the numbers start coming back up. And I mean, it goes like, what did I tell you last year after he got drafted? And I'd hear him talk. I was like, this is a guy, I'm not worried about CJ and his money. Like, this is a person who understands compound interest.
Yes.
Like, this is a person, because he talks a lot about how tiny things every day really add up over time. And like with the injury prevention too, that's the same thing. It's not the one huge hit that you need to worry about. It's the accumulation of trauma time after time, week after week, to all of a sudden where your body just isn't mechanically aligned properly. And then that's when the huge, because a lot of times, like, guys that get hit a lot, people love to point out, like, well, yeah, but then he tore his ACL while he was running in space. Like, yeah, but it all adds up.
Yeah.
It all adds up. And you just got to try to, you got to keep putting money in the bank in that regard.
CJ understands the odometer on an NFL quarterback's body pretty well.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's the first thing he said after talking about checkdowns and throwaways. The very first thing he listed, you saved a hit. Yeah. That was the first thing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's all, yeah, like the whole, I mean, it's kind of like, you know what? Like, driving 55 miles per hour everywhere doesn't guarantee that you won't get in a car accident, but it guarantees that you won't die going 100 miles an hour,
right,
which is much more likely when you're going 100. It just, you're playing the odds,
yep.
You know, and you got to, and over time, these days guys are playing 20 years. Over the course of a 20-year career, taking three less hits per game is a lot of hits avoided. You know?
It's a lot. Yeah. Well, yeah. And you talk about the compounding, like with each year that you age, saving those hits means even more, you know,
yeah,
the older you get. What would it have looked like if Kayvon Thibodeau were a Houston Texan instead of Derek Stingley Jr.? Here was Thibodeau in an interview recently saying that he was hearing the Texans were going to take him back in 2022.
It's actually funny. I got two calls on draft day. I got called by the Texans like, yo, if you're there at three, we're going to draft you. Three came and I did not get drafted. It was okay though. It was okay. I ended up getting drafted to the best team,
yeah,
you know, possible. But
what were they thinking in Houston?
What was I thinking in Vegas? That was the real. That was the real question.
What were you thinking?
I thought I was going to Houston, and then it was, you know, times changed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, but it was a good time.
Do you rather have Derek Stingley Jr. or Kayvon Thibodeau, Steph?
Thibodeau's been healthier, but Stingley's got more of a guy I'd want to hang out with.
I mean,
with.
Now you got Will Anderson, so it's a bit of a loaded question. You know, it's,
what's that?
I said, now you got Will Anderson, so it's a bit of a janky
question.
Right,
right, right, you know? right. Yeah. I'm curious about his version of the story. I think that one thing that happens a lot in the draft is that a team says, hey, there's a good chance we'll take you, or we really like you, or if things happen, and then we'll draft you, and all the guy hears is like, oh, yeah, you're going to take me for sure. He ended up going two picks later to the Giants.
Yep.
I wonder why they would have told him that. What was their thinking there?
Yeah, I have no idea, because they literally didn't take him. You know, like,
right, right, just, yeah. I don't, like, it's the fact that, like, Kayvon Thibodeau, the pre-draft smoke and what have you about him was just, there were a lot of people that wondered exactly, like, what was his deal. I wonder about exactly what was actually told
him. I'll give you a hypothetical as a reason,
yeah,
is that maybe they're telling him that, so that he tells his agent that, so that his agent puts it out there in the universe, so that the Texans might be able to get somebody to move up to three. You know,
yeah,
maybe Caserio at that time, D'Amico wasn't in the building. That was a Lovie Smith draft. Maybe that's a tactic, is that you use that player and his agent as a vessel to get the word out that you're thinking of taking him, knowing full well the Giants really like him, and they're maybe trying,
yeah,
to get the Giants to move up a couple spots to get him. right?
This is what I don't believe about it, which is that Caserio is absurdly close to the vest on all of this stuff. Like, he's not shown any evidence that he's a guy that wants to float smoke to anybody at all. Like, he just wants to keep everything as quiet as possible.
But I think in the moment in the draft, I take that. We don't know when the Texans called him and said they're taking
right.
him. In my version of it, they're calling him like as 1 and 2 are coming off the board that we may take you at 3, where it's all hectic like that, and hoping to get that out in the universe so maybe they can get somebody who really loves Kayvon Thibodeau to move up and go get him, thinking the Texans are going to take him at 3. You know, we really like this guy.
I mean, the other chance too is that, you know, the Lions took Aiden Hutchinson. Maybe the Texans thought the Lions were going to take one of those DBs.
Yeah.
And maybe they, well, look, so, like, I don't know if Caserio has yet to draft a non-power five guy, except on a technicality, Tank Dell.
Right.
Like, so maybe he didn't like Sauce Gardner, and if Stingley had gone to the Lions, that, like, as evidenced by this draft, they could have used a cornerback, that they were going to be out on Sauce Gardner and they would have taken, I got to think there was an if in there at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same thing happened to me when I was, look, you're young, you're dumb, different teams are telling you different things. I thought that the Jaguars, I thought they told me that they were going to draft me in the second round. And I talked to my defensive line coach about it later, and he explained to me, like, exactly what he had said. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah, you hear
Gosh,
things.
I'm dumb. Yeah. And it wasn't like him like manipulating me or
no,
anything. It was
no,
just
no.
clearly me misunderstanding the way things
How you
worked.
Heard it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Three big questions for the Texans that came out of this weekend. Three big questions surrounding what didn't happen with the Houston Texans this week. And we've got those for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.